I'm joined by Mick Antonov, Assembly Member for Pontypridd. As part of the IWA's Constitutional Convention, we're talking about the future of the UK. Mick, is a federal arrangement the only way forward?
It isn't the only way forward. I think you have to be clear what you mean by federalism, because it's about defining what the responsibilities are, for example, of Welsh government as opposed to UK government, as opposed to English government and so on. But for me, I very much prefer the UK sovereign model, but where power is decentralised, not only down to Wales and to Scotland and Northern Ireland, but also to the regions of England, because I think that is the model that is most likely to work and be sustainable for the future.
Is that the only way we are going to get rid of England's dominance in the Union?
Well, I think England's dominance is the problem with the federal structure, that how will a Welsh government and a Scottish government compare with an English government or a UK government, the size that it would be and the concentration of wealth that would be within it. How would that work out? How would there be a balance there? Now, it depends, you know, what the federal structure is, because you could get one to work, but I think it is most likely to lead to ongoing conflict. For me, you have to go back to the basic principles and say, what is devolution about? And it's about empowerment of people and communities. And that means moving then to decentralised power. So some decentralisation to Wales and Scotland has obviously occurred quite significantly, but very little within England. And I think some of the proposals now coming out whereby enormous amounts of money are being devolved to, say, the North West, I don't think it's democratic, but also I don't think it solves the constitutional conundrum.
So you've hinted there at cities like Manchester who are having massive powers devolved to them. What do you think the way forward for England is to try and get to this place where there are different regions with different powers and not kind of see this ad hoc approach continue?
Well, I think really we should have had it by now, but we haven't for a whole variety of reasons, and that is to have a proper constitutional convention. Because what has to happen is there has to be a proper debate across the whole of the UK, where you're asking questions, what is the purpose of UK government? What are its main areas of responsibility? And I'd say they are around the area of redistribution of wealth, obviously defence, foreign affairs and so on, but also establishing a system of equality throughout the UK and a fair justice system. Now, that's not gonna happen where you have England so predominant and the majority of power still being resident in Westminster itself. So until you break that down, I think we've just got a system where there are ongoing conflicts. And what has happened with Manchester is quite frightening in my view, because it's devolution of an enormous amount of money, but without any real constitutional structure, without any democratic process, and without any proper consideration of the long-term decentralisation and democracy of politics within England.
What do you think the barriers of having a UK-wide constitutional convention have been to date? Why haven't we already seen one?
Well, the main barriers to having a constitutional convention, the reason why we haven't had one now is basically because no one has wanted to upset the cart with the Scottish referendum on the way. That's been the main reason, but also because I think politics in England has lagged very far behind Wales and Scotland in actually thinking about devolution. So consequently, straight after the Scottish referendum, everyone is a bit shocked and everyone is starting to think about what do we do about England, but there has been no thought out deep debate on the issues and the implications of the various options. And that is a debate that has to happen. But what I think you have to have now is a proper set of options to actually put on the table for discussion, so that people can actually start engaging and considering what future sort of UK do they want. Scotland can consider, does it want to buy into this? Because what it does mean is a complete review of the whole funding relationship between the regions of England, not just reform of Barnet, but reform of Barnet not just for Wales, but for the regions of England as well.
Great, thank you very much, Mick. Let us know what you think on the website iwaconvention.co.uk or join us on Twitter with the hashtag IWAConvention.